Sportsly one-on-one time here on the program. Bruce joining us, and we mentioned we'd be talking about this last week. I look forward to hearing your thoughts on the sport marriage.
Yeah, this when I first saw this book in the University of Illinois catalog, I didn't know whether it would be way too academic. And the reason I thought so is that the writer, Stephen Ortiz, is a professor, but he's a professor at Oregon State, which means that he works where Michael Oriard, former professional football player, journalist, and college administrator, really began the sport literature movement, if you will, or sport literature as an academic exercise and as a something that could be taught in colleges. And so I knew we would have been able to rely on him for some advice. The book is not about how professional athletes cheat on their wives, which is what one might think from looking early, but it's an investigation into the culture of professional athletes and how it affects the women to whom they are married. Now, this is based on two surveys taken a number of years apart that involved about 40 women. 9 of them were in both, where Ortiz interviewed them at length about what it was like to be a professional athlete's wife. And there were a lot of things in here that you would expect, that teams that are on the road a lot seem to have men who stray more often. Football doesn't spend that much time on the road. They're unlike basketball and unlike baseball. hockey, for some reason, seems to have men who are less prone to this kind of straying. But it doesn't just talk about infidelity. What it talks about is how athletes, a lot of male athletes, don't ever really mature. They're mother took care of them, and they wanted to marry their mother. And when the wife finds out that she's supposed to also be the mother once things start going, it can be a lot of turmoil, a lot of stress. But what I found out, and what I found most fascinating, is we all talk about, we've talked about this with every sport, the unwritten rules. You run my goalie, you better keep your head up. You hit my star player in the chin with a pitch, look out, you know where the one's coming at you. All these kinds of things that we know in all sports, the quote, unwritten rules. Well, those rules are imparted to rookies through a hierarchy, that veteran players tell younger players how they're supposed to behave. They're supposed to teach them the way to behave. Well, the same thing happens with the wives. Veteran wives are in charge of explaining all the unwritten rules, which may be you don't travel to the team when they go to that city, or you don't want to travel more often than so many times during the season. You can't go into the bar with your husband at the hotel. You can't hang out in the lobby and talk to people there. You can't, all these sort of rules where you can sit on the airplane when you do travel with the teams. Now, in the time between the first survey and the second survey, which is a long period of time, many things have changed. But in the original survey, all the wives complain about the same things. My husband doesn't want anything to do with childcare. When he's home, he just expects me to wait on him hand and foot. When he's away, I'm taking care of everything. When he needs emotional support, I'm supposed to be there. But he needs, when I need emotional support, I should go see my sister. And what's really compelling about this is it's across the four major sports. And the wives interviewed are, some of them are wives of superstars, and some are wives of journeyman players. And when you think about it, I was thinking about it as I started to read the book, it's got to be awful to be a baseball wife. Because if you marry young, you're getting the minor leagues.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your husband's not making any money unless you got a big signing bonus. You probably have to have a job. You have to likely have to delay a family. He's going to play winter ball. You're going to have to either relocate to Venezuela for the summer or for the winter, or give up your job. Or you move so often, you get traded so often, you can't have a career. You can't have a decent job. You get a job in one place, and then two weeks later, you get traded. You get traded with the husband. You become chattel. You become property. You become an appendage of the player. And to listen to these women talk about it, many of them said, had I known this was going to be the case, I would not have married him. I love him. He's a great guy. But if I had known what I was in for, I wouldn't do it. Others say, look at all I get out of this. Yeah, there's some tough things, but you know, other people have tough things. Other people are facing terrible diseases or economic deprivations that I don't have. So it's not that there's a singular point of view, but there is a singular thread that runs through the whole book, and that is the idea of what Ortiz labels as the sort of basically the boy who never grows up. We've all talked about and we've all read about athletes who got passed through high school and through college because they were great athletes. Nobody cared about their what they were doing academically. But that really happens without, you know, parents know what's going on too. Many, many of these athletes were raised primarily by their mother. So they have their mother who has already lost the husband. They don't want to lose the child. Will do anything to help them that they can, and will to the point of enabling them in ways that will sort of emotionally cripple them. And it's astonishing how many of the wives said, I wish I had known my mother-in-law better before I got married, because if I had, I would have seen a lot of what's coming. Now, there are the guys who were serial cheaters, and some of those stories are just heartbreaking. Guys just, you know, from day one were cheating on their wives. One of the really weird things was to find out that charter flight attendants hate when the wives are on the plane, because they may have been planning to try and pick up one of these guys. Now, you know, I mean, that sounds like some terrible sexist thing from the 1950s about what we used to call stewardesses. But the wives will talk about they won't bring them their food, or they just drop it where it is. They're very rude to them, and how it's clear that sometimes the team management resents women being flying with their husbands. Other times they want them to. And I was thinking about how if you look around hockey rinks, well, when we had fans there, every single night, every game, they say, okay, so-and-so's the Red Wings. This is the Red Wings dad's trip. They're on this trip for five games. Oh, they're the Red Wings moms up there here in St. Louis and whatever. That it seems in hockey that there's not as much of this. But baseball and basketball, there seem to be a tremendous number of rules. And one of the football teams, I forget which one it is, has always said the wives want to go, put them on a plane. You know, we got room on the plane. They can fly with us, and have encouraged them to do it. But very often we'll tell them, but you know, we want you to we're going to give you your own hotel room. And they're like, well, what's the point of all? Well, you know, we want you to have your own hotel room. And then certain wives will be on a trip, see a ball player leaving the bar with someone who is not their wife, you know, making out on the way out the bar. And then what do? Right. Do they betray that person? Did they tell that other woman about what's happening? And then if they do, they catch hell from their husband because they, you know, betray. It's really, really complicated, but Ortiz does it in a wonderful way, because it's all based on the, on these interviews. And the interviews were conducted in a way that reminds me of something I was taught in college. You can have deductive reasoning. Sometimes inductive reasoning is better. Find four or five things that are facts and see what generalization you can make from them. And that's what this book does. It goes to very specific facts, makes a lot of, and then comes up and gives us some generalizations. And it's written for anybody to read. There's extensive notes in the back. I was worried it might be a little bit like a sociology textbook, but it really isn't. Very good book. Stephen M. Ortiz, The Sport Marriage, Women Who Make It Work, from the University of Illinois Press, and in their Sport and Society series. Like, we had Dick Crapo from there, and the books about Penn State and the like.
So, excellent. Thank you, Bruce. So what's coming up next week?
Res Metal.
Oh,
And I realize this is stepping outside of sports a little bit, except it does have some stuff to do with sports. It ties into Canyon Dreams. So it's a little bit different, but it's about how heavy metal is saving the lives of many young people on the Navajo Reservation.
Sports Lit 101 every Wednesday here on Downtown.